Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good effort, poor performance for the Tar Heels. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Carolina came down to earth with its first loss of the season to a better team on that night. Indiana, playing at home in front of a raucous, pumped-up crowd, outshot Roy Williams' club from the floor, the three-point arc, and foul line decisively, and won a game that did not seem as close as the final nine-point margin. IU had all five starters in double figures and shooting 48, 38, and 67%, compared to 39, 27, and 59 for the Tar Heels, who had the first frustrating game of the young season. Justin Jackson, with 21 points and 8 rebounds, played well, but the Tar Heel bigs all fell into foul trouble trying to mount a comeback against Indiana's rugged, unheralded, and hot-shooting front line. Getting to within 4 points late in the game was a tribute to their continued effort, but when Joel Berry shoots 3 for 13 and 1 of 6 from outside, Carolina won't beat many ranked opponents, especially on the road. The Hoosiers, rebounding from an embarrassing loss at tiny Fort Wayne College, seemed like they made more than 8 three-pointers, as every time they needed a basket to keep a comfortable lead, they got one. Little went right for UNC from Indiana's spur to open the game, and Carolina did not play with the poise that will be needed on the road in the ACC this season. There is a difference between playing at a fast pace and playing too fast. The Tar Heels seemed anxious around the basket and missed too many opportunities in close, as well as those 15 three-pointers and 9 free throws that allowed the Hoosiers to open up a double-digit lead in the first half and hold on down the stretch. Not the end of the world by any means, and maybe it will provide some valuable lessons moving forward. The pressure of being undefeated is off, and those silly lists like the one that ranks freshman Tony Bradley, 4 points, 2 rebounds, and 4 fouls, as the only Tar Heel among the top 100 NBA draft picks, will get a grip and understand there is no substitute for experience on the big stage. This is Archansky. See ya.